Even though it's the middle of winter, the number of migrants and asylum seekers trying to cross Europe's borders shows no sign of letting up. In fact, Hungary says the number of migrants trying to enter from Serbia and Romania is growing rapidly. Hungarian police say on average 100 attempts are being made each night to cross its border fence. They sent reinforcements of police and soldiers to keep asylum seekers out. The BBC's Nick Thorpe has this report from northern Serbia.
Tibor Varga is an ethnic Hungarian Protestant pastor in Subotica. For many years, he's been helping the very poor from his own community and migrants and refugees in transit. In his garden, he builds stoves from old barrels to install in the places where they seek shelter. He's just lining the inside of the barrel with pieces of roof tiles set in a mixture of clay and sand.
We are covering the bottom of the barrel, so it will be insulated because the heat would eat up, you know, all the metal. But if you have covered like this, then it will last longer.
We go to meet around 30 migrants living in derelict railway outbuildings. In ground floor rooms, a stove he installed weeks ago is keeping 16 men warm in sub-zero temperatures. They're from Afghanistan, they say. Outside, another group are frying eggs on an open fire. There's debris and litter everywhere in the white frost, and locomotives and cargo trains grinding past. In an upstairs room, Tibor lights the barrel stove. Migrant numbers are definitely up, he says.
Summertime started to increase, and even more as we're entering now in a new year. It's hardship to get through the border. So many people are just stoked here. They don't know what to do. And so this is the situation right now.
From here, some of the migrants try to cross the Hungarian border fence. When they're caught, as they are, night after night, some allege police brutality.
Hungary, sleep, water.
They treated very badly.
And they took off your shoes?
Shoes.
And you had to walk barefoot?
Phone.
They break your phones?
Yes, Hungary.
A young man here says he's 14. He says when he crossed to Hungary, the police caught him. They took his shoes off. They forced him to walk barefoot. And they poured water down his neck in this cold, freezing conditions at night.
Any excessive use of force is categorically denied by the Hungarian authorities. Indeed, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán is proud of his government's efforts to keep asylum seekers out, as he told his New Year press conference.
On the Hungarian border, the migration pressure has grown significantly. We need to intercept illegal migrants, detain them, and then transport them back, or as the police call it, eject them through the gates, and so enable them to return to Serbia. In order to do this work, we need to increase the number of soldiers and police officers serving on the Serbian-Hungarian border.
I know my friend from long time. I see him in Bulgaria.
Back in Subotica, in a railway siding, I bump into Ali from Afghanistan. He recognizes me immediately. I interviewed him 3 years ago in the Bulgarian capital, Sofia. He reached France, where he spent 2 years, then was deported back to Bulgaria. Now he's trying to reach Western Europe again.
Now is a winter. We try every day, every night. Well, we can do nothing. We can't cross the border.
You trying to cross into Hungary through the fence?
We cross it to Hungary. We cross it to Croatia, Bosnia. Most of people come from Bosnia.
He reckons more than half the 30 or so men and boys living in the derelict buildings tried and failed to cross from Bosnia to Croatia. The others are new arrivals on the Balkan route coming up from Greece. It's a measure of their desperation that they're now trying to cross the Hungarian fence, one of the most fortified borders in Europe. They've been through so much already, they told me, they have almost nothing left to lose.
The BBC's Nick Thorpe reporting there from northern Serbia.